Okay, we're trying to finish off the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish topic tonight, and then we'll do something else next week. So tonight's shir is L'Zecher Nishmas Bela Bas Pinchas, and Neshama Shana Havan Aliyah, and Zchus of the Talmud Torah. So we've been discussing the Gemara here on Daf Yud Omid Beis and Yud Aleph Omid Aleph, the extremely significant argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What happens after you do Yibum or after you do Chalitza? What happens to the relationships going forward? In other words, normally you have a situation of Eish HaZach, and Eish HaZach is a prohibited relationship, one of the Erevas. In the context of Yibum, we suspend Eish HaZach, and we have the mitzvah of Yibum or Chalitza, as we know. And then the question is, what happens if there's more than one brother and more than one wife, so you can only do Yibum or Chalitza to one of them? So the question is, what happens with the other relationships in that circumstance? Do they go back to being Eish HaZach, or are they forever altered by virtue of the fact that there once was the possibility that any of the brothers or any of the wives would have been the candidate for Yibum or Chalitza? This is what we've been discussing the last few weeks. So just get the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish part back in for a second, and then we'll talk first about the Rambam and then about the relationship between Yibum and Chalitza in this issue. So the Gemara says one more time, this is like 10, I don't see exactly, 369, I think it's 13 lines down from the bottom, from the top of the page, on Yud Aleph Beis. The Gemara says, Itmar, Hakol Etzli Bemto, V'chazav Kidsha, if a person does Chalitza, again, to one brother does Chalitza to one of the co-wives, right? Again, there are other candidates on the brother's side and on the wife's side. The Chazar Vikitsha, and after doing Chalitza, he has a change of heart, and then he decides that he wants actually to marry her, so he's Makadish her. The Kedushin is Chal under those conditions. Everybody agrees that the Kedushin is Chal. The question is, what impact does that have going forward? So the Gemara says, Omer Reish Lakish, Hu Eid Chayv Ala Chalutza Kares, V'Ha'achin Chayavin Ala Chalutza Kares. If he wants in Makadesh, the Chalutza, the Kiddushin will be Chal, because, as we'll see in a moment, it's only Chayde Lavin. Kiddushin is Tofitz B'Chayde Lavin. However, if any of the brothers on the sidelines, if they would have wanted to marry the Chalutza, says Reish Lakish, that would have been Chayve Krisus, and the Kiddushin would not be Chal. That's Reish Lakish's view. And the same is true, Alatzara, if the Choletz wants to now marry or be involved with one of the co-wives, one of the Tzaros, not the Chalutza, so Bein Hu Bein Achim Chayavin Alatzara Kares, there would be a Chiyuv Kares. So basically Reish Lakish is of the opinion that all relationships, with one exception, the Choletz and the Chalutza themselves, every other relationship goes back to being a violation of Eish HaZach. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Hu, Bein Ha'achin, Einan Chayavi, Lo Ala Chalutza Kares, Velo Ala Tzara Kares. Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. There is no return to the state of Eish HaZach, that is, once permitted, never goes back to being prohibited, at least not in the same way, certainly not for the Kares of it. My time of the Reish Lakish, Amar Krasher, Lo Yivneh, Kim Shalabana, Shub Lo Yivneh. Ihu hudekai b'loyivne aval achid kedekaimi kaimi. So basically, the limud is kim shula ben and bana shuv loyivne binyan through yibum, right, is an opportunity. It's a narrow window of opportunity. If you neglect that option, then there is no heter to be miyabim once again, and or to be Mekadesh, as the case may be. And therefore, Reish Lakish is of the opinion that you revert back to Eish HaZach. V'alodidahu dekoy b'layivne, atzara kedekaimi kaimi. Any of the other brothers, any of the other wives, are subject to, or that relationship would be subject to Eish HaZach. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no Eishas Ach, because mi kemidi di mi kara ibay haichalitz, ibay haichalitz, ibay lahaichalitz, ibay lahaichalitz. How could it be that there are any of these brothers could have been the cholitz, any of these women could have been the chalutza, and you're going to tell me v'hashtakoy alabakares, just because one of them, on behalf of the others, right, does the deed, that we can go back to Kares. Ella, rather, what we must say is Iu Shlichusa D'Achim Ka'avad, Ihi Shlichusa D'Tzara Ka'avda. Rather, we see this in representational or collective, which is different, but one of the other terms. And therefore, we don't look at the impact as being limited exclusively to the more obvious active participants, namely the Cholitz and the Chalutza. Rather, everybody is involved, everybody's status has been transformed by this process, and therefore there is no Eishes Ach at all. There's Lo Yivne, but there's no Eishes Ach. That's the Gemara. We went on to read the continuation last week. We'll read the final little section, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, about Yibam in just a minute. But basically, that's the Gemara. So we talked about various aspects of this. How does this fit in with Dechuya, the Baal Etosis? How does it fit in with Hutra, the Ramban, the Rajba, the Rambam, etc.? What is the nature of the argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? We've discussed many of the components of this very pivotal argument. What I want to do now is pick up where we left off, which is in discussing the particularly challenging Shita of the Rambam. Okay. What is particularly challenging about the Rambam? So again, we have two different sheets in front of you. I don't have the lines with me at the moment, but we'll figure it out. But the ones that say Makoros from Yochanan Reish Lakish, Saras Chalukah V'Yibama, turn there to page 2. This is, what are the numbers again? I said my originals at the moment. 7? 8? 8 and 9 we have, right? Oh, I don't want to take your copy.
No, it's not. It's
okay, good. Okay, good. So, so set 8 for the moment, and let's look at, thank you so much, let's look at page 2. You'll see Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza, Perek Aleph Halacha Yibeis, a very controversial Rambam. What's so controversial about this Rambam? The second half, line 15, starting from line 15. That's the first half. We'll read the first half first, even though we're interested at the moment in the second half. We'll get back to the first half. Hakonis Yibimto, a person who does Yibam, Nasru Tzaroseha Alav, the other women, the co-wives, are prohibited to him, the Al-Shar Ha'achim, and they're prohibited to the other brothers as well. V'Bahu O'echad Me'achim Al-Tzarosa, if anybody violates this prohibition, and despite the prohibition, right, they involve themselves in a relationship, right, with one of these parties. In other words, anybody has a relationship with one of the Tzaros, or other brothers, right? Presumably also if the Yavam has a relationship with the Tzara. So the rule is, Hareza Ober Ba'ase. You violated Mitzase. Shenemar, Yavama Yavo Aleha, Velo Aleha Be'al Tzarasa. Now this limud, as I think I mentioned earlier, is a find of the Rambam. It doesn't say this limud in the Gemara. It does say that it's an Ase, but it doesn't say that this is the Ase. As far as we know, this drasha, Yavama Yavo Aleha, Lo Aleha the Al Tzarasa, that's a Rambam original, as far as we know. But Lav above Kal Ase, you should know that even though it sounds a little bit like a Lav, it is an Ase. Okay, that's the Reisha, and we're going to get back to the Reisha. In the Gemara, it's the Seifa, and the Rambam, it's the Reish. Okay. Now comes the second part of the Rambam, which is the first part of our Gemara, which is the case we've been discussing. V'chein ha-cholitz li-vemto uniz chalitza, nesra ha-chalutza hi-v'chotzeroseha al ha-cholitz. Right? When there is chalitza between the cholitz and the chalutza, everybody else is prohibited as well. Yal shar ha-achin, v'kula natsuras aleyem. So what we would expect is to see the words below yivne, that's what the Gemara says. The Rambam says, Midivrei Sofer. Okay? Not only the same Midivrei Sofrim, but the Rambam adds, Kishnios. But the Divrei Sofrim are like Shnios. Now, Shnios, what are Shnios? Technically, what are Shnios? Shnios means as follows. If the daughter-in-law is an Erva, which she is, if the mother-in-law is an Erva, those are Ervas Zoraisa. What about the daughter of the daughter-in-law? And what about the mother of the mother-in-law? In other words, a generation removed from these erevas, from the erevas, especially the erevas that are, you know, marital, marriage-related, rather than blood-related. Okay. So there are a bunch of shniyos. That's called shniyos, seconds, meaning a generation removed from the daraisas. That's called shniyos. So the Rambam says, just like shniyos are midivrei sofrim, and I'll show you where he gets that from in just a second, so too, the iser that the Gemara calls lo yivne, according to the Rambam, is midivrei sofrim. Shema'achar shemeis achiv, or echav, below vlad, because when the brother dies without leaving a child, nistalik iser erva me'al kol nashav, at that point, the Isur of Eishes Ach is Paka, irrevocably, Mishas Nefila, Lefikach Tosem HaKiddushin Kishniyos. So he repeats it again, that this Tfisas Kiddushin, in the case of Chalutza, right, just like Shniyos, since the Eishes Ach is gone. Now, that the Eishes Ach is gone, and even Mishas Nefila we've discussed already, that is consistent with the Rambam's view, but what's shocking is, not that there's no Eishes Ach, but what happened to Lo Yivna? Instead of Lo Yivna, we have Midivrei Sofrim, and we have Kishnios Midivrei Sofrim. Now the phrase Shnios, the idea that Shnios are identified with Divrei Sofrim, is based on the Gemara, on the Mishnah, sorry. It's a line in the Mishnah, later on Chaf Amud Aleph, and we should look at the Gemara later on, and we will in just a minute as well. The Mishnah says on Chaf Amud Aleph, a Mishnah that we've seen many, many, many times, right? Klal Omrubi, it's a packed Mishnah. Klal Omrubi Yivama, this is the rule of Yivama. Kol Shehi Iser Erva, right? Lo Kol Etzis V'lo Misavevas. If they, one of the 15 Ervas, right, is applicable, then the rule is there's no Yibam and there's no Chalitza. Iser Mitzvah V'Iser Kedusha. But if it's only an Iser Mitzvah or Kedusha, the question is, what does that mean? We'll get to that. Kol Etzis V'lo Misavevas, there will be Chalitza even though there is no Yibam. Good. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Achosa shehi vemta choletzes omisya vemes. Okay, we'll leave that for now. And then the Mishnah continues, Iser mitzvah, what does it mean? Shniyos midivrei sofrim. The Mishnah initially argues, so the Mishnah, the Gemara challenges it, is that the reference of Iser mitzvah, right, which is choletzes, even though it's not misyab demes, right, is shniyos midibrei sofrim. That refers to shniyos. That's the phrase, shniyos midibrei sofrim. That's where the Rambam got this phrase from. Okay. Now, that shniyos midibrei sofrim is a Mishnah. That shniyos are drabanan is perfectly clear from, and midibrei sofrim here, in other words, means from midrabanan, is perfectly clear from the Gemara that shniyos are only drabanan. The question is, though, what does the Rambam mean when he equates the Isser, what the Gemara calls Lo Yivne, with calls it Midivrei Sofrim, and twice compares it to Shniyos? What are we to take from there? Now, obviously, this is a very difficult Rambam. Again, just to contrast it, the Balitosis and the Meiri were of the opinion that Lo Yivne is really a form of Eshesach. As we discussed previously, it's diluted, it's Eshesach without the Onesh of Kares. Nitko mi Kares lalav. And Meiri is even more explicit about it. It's pretty clear for the Balitosis as well. So Lo Yivne is a very serious violation, according to them. It's an extension of the Erva of Yisrael Eshesach without the Onesh. It's a toned down or a moderated Eshesach. Okay, obviously the Rambam doesn't think that that's correct. The fact that he thinks that it's a hutra mishas nefila is consistent with his not believing that Vayivne is Eishesach. But you don't have to hold, like the Balitosis and the Meiri, to take Vayivne seriously. Right? The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, as we discussed, attacks the Rambam because he says he should have counted Vayivne in the Minyan HaMitzvos. The Ramban says, I count, it's one of the Shikchas Halavin, I count Vayivne in my count of 613. So the Megillas Esther on the spot, says, and how come the Rambam didn't? It's an explicit Gemara on Daf Yud, Omid Beis, and Yud Aleph, Omid Aleph, in Yevamos, that there is something called La Yivna, right, post Chalitza, and so on. So Megillas Esther says, just because the Rambam doesn't count it doesn't mean he doesn't believe in it. He just thinks, like he says in this Shorashim of Sefer Mitzvos, you don't count every detail. You count categories. You count mitzvos. He thinks that the din of Layibne is a detail in Hilchos Yibum. A detail that's Daraisa, the lab is Daraisa, but you don't have to count it separately. That's Megillas Esther's perspective. Okay, you can learn the Gemara that way. So there's the Rishonim who think Layibne is a moderated Eshesach. There's the Ramban and the Rajba who think that it's an independent Iser. And then there's the Rambam, according to the Megillas Esther, who thinks that it's Aser, it's a lab, but it's not something that you would count separately. It's part of the larger story of Yibum. But to say that it's Midivrei Sofrim, as he says in Yad HaChazakah, is significantly more problematic than just omitting it from the minyan of 613. The question is this inconsistent, incompatible with the Megillas Esther completely, or not? And the problem is because we find that the phrase Midivrei Sofrim, as we all know, in the Rambam is a very ambiguous and very controversial phrase. We find Divrei Sofrims in the Rambam that seem to be clearly Drabbanans, and we find Divrei Sofrims in the Rambam that seem to be Doraisas. The question in general is, why does the Rambam use a phrase interchangeably, sometimes to refer to a Drabbanan and sometimes to refer to a Doraisa? That's the bigger question. Right? In the scheme of the Rambam, why does he confuse us this way? The Rambam was the master organizer of all time. It's not like he was, incapable of coining a different phrase or adding an extra word to clarify his position. How can he use a term ambiguously in this way? Either Midivrei Sofrim means one or the other. And this is a topic which has occupied, Mefarshei HaRambam, since the book came out. The Chachmei Luniel were, already on in the case in terms of, Kesef Midivrei Sofrim. And since that time, when the Rambam was still alive, he was asked about this question, and it hasn't let up, till our own day. Till what year is it now? 2012? We're in 2012, huh? So, I was going to say 19. Since 2012, till 2012, there are still books and articles and people, weighing in on the Divrei Sofrim Rambam question. It's that controversial. So there's a bigger question, and that is, why perpetuate a controversy? What's the point of using Divrei Sofrim in two very different ways? More specifically, right, each time you encounter it, it's to fit in with the local evidence. Here, the Gemara says, Layivne, it's a lav. Not only that, what I read last week, which I'm not going to read again just to save a little time, is the Gemara goes on to say that according to Rabbi Akiva holds that lavin, chai de lavin, there's no tefisas kedushin. And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, chalutza, which is subject to lo yitne, there's no tefisas kedushin. So clearly, at least Rabbi Akiva in the Gemara takes lo yitne as chai de lavin to be not just an asmachta bialma, but a din doraisa. So that's what the Nosa Kalim say. They say, not only does the Rambam seem to be against the Gemara, and why? Right, why is he using Divrei Sofrim? But the Gemara says Layivne, why not say Layivne? Why does he use a phrase Divrei Sofrim? But the Gemara makes it clear that it isn't just an Asmachta either. They mean it because otherwise it shouldn't apply to Rabbi Akiva. So we talked about that last week. We noted the line in Perashat Mishnayos where the Rambam, mentions Rabbi Akiva's view and Daf Nun in Perashat Mishnayos and Mishnah and Daf Nun on the base. The Rambam there says, according to Rabbi Akiva, Layivne or Chalutza is like an Erva because it's Belav. Right? So the Rambam acknowledges it. Is that Dafka according to Rabbi Akiva? Maybe. That's what I was suggesting last week. But either way, there's a very serious problem in the Rambam. As I mentioned last time also, Ad Kidekach, if you want to know what a serious problem it is, right, look in the works of Rabbi Avram Minahar. Rav Aminahar, who is a Chawan Chachmei Provence, southern France, so he asks, how can you read the Rava? Right, as all the Nosa Kalim do. And he says, obviously there's a mistake in the text of the Rambam. And probably it should say, instead of the words of the Divrei Sofrim. Now, we don't have enough such a manuscript. If you look in the Frankel edition of the Rambam, which is, an excellent edition, as we know. And one of the things that he does there is he provides, known Shinuyei Nuskos, or many Kisvei Yad, many manuscripts of the Rambam. So the Frankel, whenever there's a legitimate manuscript variant, brings it. There's no manuscript variant here, as far as I'm aware, that the Rambam, that there's a different gears than the Rambam. But Rambam Nahar didn't have a manuscript either. He was just saying the Rambam can't be against the Gemara, and he asked the question of Rabbi Akiva too. Right? He says the Gemara obviously isn't an Asmakta, because for Rabbi Akiva they're saying that there's Mamzerus and no Tfisus Kedushin, that's Daraisa. So the Rambam can't be against an explicit Gemara. We just must have a wrong Girsa of the Rambam. And he has some other radical suggestion as well. I don't happen to believe that this Rambam is the correct interpretation, Minahar, is the correct interpretation of the Rambam. I'm invoking it, I'm quoting it, just to show you, how far people went because of how difficult, this really is. Okay. Why the Divrei Sofrim, the ambiguity here? How does it fit in? Now, Shnios Divrei Sofrim, as they say, doesn't help us very much, because that really is Drabbanon. We know Shnios Divrei Sofrim Drabbanon. The phrase comes from the Mishnah. It's always good to trace a phrase to its origins, Adav Chaf. But that would seem to imply that this is a Din Drabbanon, and that's very difficult. Most of Nosa Kalim actually interpret the Rambam, notwithstanding the Gemara. They don't have a good answer for the Gemara. They say the Rambam holds that Ashaleivna is just a Drabbanon problem. There is no real Daraisa Isser in the case of Chalutza, notwithstanding the Shakratari of the Gemara. After all, he compares it, he calls it Divrei Sofrim, and he compares it to Shnios. And by the way, he does that not only twice here, right, he repeats it again, Shnios, but also in Perek Yudches, Pilchos Yisurei Biya, Halacha Dalid. That is in set 8. Again. Lines, starting from line 20, or Halacha Dalid, line 21. Now, the context here is important, and I'll get back to it. The context here is zona. Right? The definition of zona, a zona is someone who is asura lekuhuna. Now, what is a zona? It's a very tricky definition. Very tricky definition. So, when the Rambam is counting, examples of zona, so he says, Habal achas me'ashnios, the kiyotza bahen. If a person has an prohibited relationship with one of the shnios, a shnios, as we know, is only drabanan. That's not going to be a zona daraisa, right? But then he adds, kegon, for example, haba al krobas chalutzaso, or al chalutzaso. So he's talking about shnios, and all of a sudden, seamlessly, what does he do? He transitions into Chalutza, which is Lo Yivne territory. So if you know Perek Aleph Halacha Yudbeis of Hilchos Yibum, and then you look at Perek Yudches Hilchos Yisurei Biya Halacha Dalid, you realize that the Rambam, as difficult as it is completely consistent. Right? Now, when somebody is consistent in their difficulties, or their challenging view, so on the one hand it deepens the problem, because he made a mistake, he wasn't being Labdafka. We don't say that for the Rambam anyway, but the point is, if he repeats it and in another context, a totally different context, then what you have is a shita. You have a consistent view, so it makes it more challenging, and it also establishes that there's a pattern here, and we'll see there's more than a pattern. So the Rambam says lo asos hazona. And then he adds, to make it worse, in addition to equating these two things together, once again, far from Hilchos Yibum, Shaharei Eina Asura Linaselo Minatora. Kamosha Biarno Hilchos Yibum. And he's referring to Hilchos Yibum. Now he knows the connection. What do you mean, Eina Asura Linaselo Minatora? It sounds an awful lot like what he's saying is that the Isser of Chalutza, like Shnios, is only an Isser Midrabana. That confirms the view of those of those Mefarshim. The question is there any other way to read the Rambam to still maintain, like the Megillas Esther, that this is a Doraisa, that it really is a Lav, and to explain, you know, what does the Rambam mean by comparing it to Divrei Sofrim and Shneos, if it really is Doraisa and a Lav? But there's a good reason to try to interpret that way, because then it wouldn't be against the Gemara. As far as we know, we only have our Gemara. It's not like there's a competing Gemara. And our Gemara, they say, can't be an Asnachta because of the factor of Rabbi Akiva. So is there a way to interpret like the Megillas Esther? And as I think I mentioned last week, I prefer to interpret like the Megillas Esther. I found subsequently that the Chazon Ish also, he doesn't mention the Megillas Esther, but he also believes that this Rambam is Doraisa.
If he mentions Chalutzotso,
yes.
What's the Chiddush of Kovetz Chalutzotso?
Even, I think, to point out that that's also the equivalent of Chalutzotso. Even what appears to be Daraisa, like Chalutzoso, even that is not a Zohono. No. Not only are Shneos, which are Drabanan, not a Zona, but who are then Krovas Chalutzoso, even something which appears to be more substantial,
it's still Drabanan.
Namely, well, we're not sure if it's Drabanan. But if it is Drabanan, it's less obvious that it's Drabanan, meaning the Rambam is exactly doing what you would expect. He's saying not only the Kal Isurim are not Zona, even the more Chomer one is not Zona.
But once you know the Chomer is not Zona, then for sure the Kal is not Zona.
Right, but he's just showing you the hierarchy. So, okay, so I think the point is, well, then your question shouldn't be why mention Krovas Chalutzoso, also mention why mention Shneos. Right, so I'll get that. I think there's a reason for it. I think you could ask that question also in Perik Aleph of Kasiv Malachi Yud Beis, right?
He doesn't mention Krovas
Chalutzoso. No. But he mentions Chalutzoso and he mentions Shneos. He's comparing it to Shneos. Why compare it to Shneos? Why not to say, you know, Chalutzoso is Medivrei Sofer? Okay, so I think there is a point, and I'll get back to that point in a minute. What I'd like to suggest for the Rambam, though, is the following following point. Number one, again, the whole thing may be Drabanan, and large majority of Nosa Kalim interpret that way. They give up on the Gemara somehow, or they have different explanations. They say, oh, maybe the Gemara here on Daf Yud is really in conflict with the Gemara later on about Mem Dalet, a Gemara that we've all seen, you know, where the Gemara has the question, maybe you could be Miabem two women, or Bicholet's two women of the group. Remember that old Gemara? So the Gemara, it's a Gemara that we read several times. So the Gemara uses Layivna there as well. So some of the Nosa Kalim say the Rambam obviously felt there was a tension between these two Gemaras, and therefore the Layivna, as applied to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is only the Rabbanan, and the real Layivna is the Gemara Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. There are ways, in other words, to get out of the explicit evidence of the Gemara. And I say most of them Farshim interpret that way. However, I think a more business approach would be to try to say this is still a Din D'Oraisa, but we need to explain it. So the first thing that we need, if we want to explain this to be a Din D'Oraisa, the first thing we have to mention is what we already mentioned, which is that the term Divrei Sofrim is sometimes a D'Oraisa and sometimes a Drabanan. Once we establish that, I want to then establish that Shneos, even though it is Drabanan, is a very high level Drabanan. I want to show you that in a few, across Yara Chazaka in several halachos, also to continue the pattern. And then I'll tell you why I think the Rambam is calling it Divrei Sofrim, comparing it to Shneos, etc. Okay. So halacha tachat. First of all, one thing at a time. The first thing is to establish that the Rambam sometimes holds that Divrei Sofrim is a Din D'Oraisa. And not only that, but in establishing that, just to show you that even though it seems like even if it isn't explicit in Hilchos Yibum that this is a Din Rabbanan, it seems pretty explicit in Hilchos Yisur Eviyah, because the Rambam says Asura Linase Lo Mina Torah. Right? So I'd like to show in just a second is that the word Mina Torah can have an alternative meaning. It doesn't always mean Daraisa and Rabbanan. Sometimes it refers to the origin of a din. Is the din derived, does it stem from Torah Shebitzah, Mina Torah, or a particular Daraisa is Midrasha, not Mina Torah? How do I know that the Rambam uses, you know, that sounds very dochak. I wouldn't say it if I didn't have some sort of precedent. We know it from the Rambam's famous view, depending on how you understand it, of Kesef Kiddushin Kesef. So the Rambam here, look on Perek Aleph, now look on page, we'll go back and forth, but look at on set 9 for a moment. Yeah, I said certain overlaps. Set 9, Set 9. This is 8, right? You gave me both.
Yeah, I gave you both.
There you go. Oh, here it is. Sorry. Set 9. And look here at...
Page 2,
correct. Number 24. Rabba Gilpasisha's Parakala Paloka Base. So the Rambam says, this is referring to Kedusha Kesa, Bilikuchin Elu Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah. This is a bit of like, you know, a jigsaw puzzle, or a, you know, a puzzle, to show just how the Rambam uses certain phrases and how he puts certain things together. Likuchin Elu Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah. Right? Kedushin is a mitzvah mina Torah. So this is referring back to Likuchin Elu Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah. Right? B'kesef, or b'shar, or b'diya. It seems clear that these are the three that accomplish Likuchin Elu Mitzvah Saseh Shel Torah. Correct? B'diya, or b'shar, mina Torah, u'b'kesef, b'divrei sofrim. So even though the Rambam says Likuchin Elu Mitzvah Saseh, and then he says b'achon b'shalosh u'dvarim, implying everything is a raisa, when it comes to b'in shtar, he says that mina Torah and kesef is b'divrei sofrim. As you know, this is a huge, huge controversy. The classical Mefarshim of the Rambam on this issue, not in other cases, think that the Rambam holds that Kesef is Mina Torah, and that what he means by Divrei Sofrim is that the Mokar is not Mina Torah, it's Midrasha. And that's what the word B'Bio B'Shtar Mina Torah mean, U'B'Kesef Midivrei Sofrim. They point out that anybody, what's the most frequent method of kiddushin?
Kesef,
right? To the extent that the Gemara says, and the Rambam codifies it, that even though explicit in Torah Shemitzav is kiddushin bia, Rav Mangid aman de bekadesh bia. And part of the reason Rav Mangid, and the Rambam codifies this as well in his Hilchos, is because they prefer you to go in the route of Kesef. So the most frequent, and not just anecdotally, right, in fact, it's de facto, but also lichatchila, right, a method of Kiddushin is Kesef. So, as Anosa Kalim point out, in addition to the language of the Rabbi, Kuchen el mitzvah saseh shel Torah hein, u'be'echad begimel dor mikneis, right, Heichan Matzinu in all the Gemaras according to Shitas Rambam, or in all the Rambams for the Rambam, that the Rambam ever said that if a person is the Kaddish in the most ubiquitous preferred method, that there's no Eishes Ish Daraisa? There's no hint of that anywhere. The Rambam never ever says, when he talks about the violation of Eishes Ish, or any other dinim of Eishes Daraisa, that, you know, that will not apply in three quarters of the case. Or maybe now it's 90% of the cases. Right? So the majority of the classical before, by that I mean the Magid Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah, the Lach Lecha Mishnah, when it comes to the Kesef one, they hold that Divrei Sofrim here refers to the source rather than the status. The status of Daraisa, the source is not from Torah Shebitzav, Min HaTorah. So the question is, then why do we care about it? So I'll explain that in just a second, as I have in the past. But now, if that's true, it's not only a precedent, but the word, the Bia Ubishtar Min HaTorah, here means the source rather than the status. Right? So it's not such a far, you know, cry to say that that's what he means in Ilchos Yisurei Bia, Perikid Ches Halacha Dalet as well. What he says there is that Chalutza, right, is not the same words, Min HaTorah. What I'm trying to show is that the words Min HaTorah in the Rambam can sometimes mean the source is not Torah Shebitzav, the Torah source is Torah Shebalpeh. In all cases, when he says that, the question is, so what? Why do we care? If it's a Din D'oraisa, why do we care if it's derived from a drasha or it's derived from something else? Okay, so I'll get back to that point in just a second. This idea that the Rambam will use Divrei Sofrim in more than one way, and that sometimes it refers to the origin, the source, rather than the din, is reflected also earlier in Perusha Mishnayos, in the earlier section that I have here, Perusha Mishnayos, number 14. This is Perusha Mishnayos, the Rambam, Mesachat Kalim, Perkin Zayin, Mishnah Yudeis. I mentioned the Chazon Ish also interprets the Rambam, Chalutza being Daraisa, so he doesn't say much. He just says, I think the Rambam holds it's a Din D'oraisa. As for the phrase, Divrei Sofrim, he says, Ayein, Pirsha Mishnayos, Kalin, Perakid Zayin, Mishnah Yudbeis. Okay, what does he want from the Rambam's comments there? Because here's what the Rambam says in one of the most explicit formulations. You don't have to guess. In other words, in Yad HaChazaka, there's conflicting evidence all over the place. In some cases, it's clear. When he talks about Arusa being Asura, Labaila, Midibre Sofrim, it's Drabbanan. We will see soon. Shnios, Midibre Sofrim, it's clear it's Drabbanan. But Keseth, sounds like Daraisa. Certain Trefas that he calls Dibre Sofrim, sound like Daraisas. Certain Avelos, Dinim, sound like Daraisas. Right? So in Pirshim, Shnios, and Kalim, the Rambam is explicit. There he says, by the way, I use this phrase differently in different contexts. Here's what he says. I'm going to give you a useful rule. When it comes to a safek shiur in tuma, sveko tame. Okay? Why? When the halacha is minatorah, even though the shiur is only divrei sofrim, what does he mean? The shiur is divrei sofrim. The origin of the shiur is divrei sofrim, or the actual din of the shiur is divrei is drabbanan. That's what we're going to see in a moment. Sveiko tame. Well, if safek d'oraisa is l'chumran, sveiko drabbanan is l'kula. That depends on the origin, on the source, or does it depend on the status of the halacha? Clearly the status of the halacha, right? So you already see what's going on here. Uzchor klal zeh, says the Rambam, remember this, with this you'll be able to know whenever you have any safek about shiurim, im tinag bala achma makel, to whether you make or machmir. I al yitacha amaro shiurim b'divrei sofrim, lest you be concerned, lest you be bothered by the fact, right, that this is called shiurim b'divrei sofrim. It sounds like it's safek drabbanan, right? If a call should be a danger, should call shiurim and lachal emotion. See, but what about the fact that we also know the Gemara says that shiurim are all halachal emotion b'sinai? Halachal emotion b'sinai is a mesorah d'oraisa. The answer is ki kol mash and lun isbar b'loshan atarim b'divrei sofrim koronoso. Whenever something is not explicit in the Torah, we call it Divrei Sofrim. Sometimes those things are drabanan. That's why they're not explicit in the Torah. And sometimes the things that are not explicit in the Torah are daraisas. Dafil dvarim shein halacha l'moshe misinai. Halacha l'moshe misinai are always daraisa. But we'll sometimes call them Divrei Sofrim. In other words, highlighting that they're not mefurash bakra. Ki amaro midivrei sofrim, mashmao shadavar kabbalas ha-sofrim. The source is a kabbalah. Kekola perushim Mahalachos HaMekabalos Moshe. Our Perushim and Halachos HaMekabalos Moshe and Halach LaMoshe Misina Daraisa Darabonim. Daraisa. Right, the default is a Daraisa. Oh, Tikkun Sofrim? There are also Tikkun Sofrim, Kekala Takonos Magzeros. So here the Rambam says explicitly, sometimes I use Divrei Sofrim one way, sometimes another way. How can you do that if you're a legal formulator par excellence? How can you do that? But the ambiguity is shocking, right? Here the Rambam, you know, reclassifying all of the Torah, you know, efficient, you know, legally, you know, acute in all of his formulations, and using a phrase whose ambiguity just, you know, leaves us. And I don't have a full answer because there still remains a level of ambiguity, which is shocking. What does the Rambam want to accomplish when he says "Midibrei Sofrim"? Well, he tells us he wants you to understand we're the source of. Why do we care about the source of a halacha? So let me contrast that. When the Rabbos of Shorashi, you know, are quoted by Rashi in the beginning of Ksuvus, in the beginning of Gittin, right, they hold Kesef to be Midibrei, literally drop off. Right? And they say, because after all, it's learned out from a drasha, kicha kicha, they stay after all. So the Rashi, when he rejects the Rabbos of Shorashi, says, just because something's learned out from a drasha, right, means it's Rabbanan. Chas v'shalom, most of the Dinei Torah are learned out from drashas. The Ode, says Rashi, at least in some places, it, as long as it's Daraisa, who cares whether it's Mefurish Bakra, right, or whether it's learned out from a drasha. At the end of the day, as long as what we care about is whether it's Daraisa. Ah. So the first point, which is that many or most most real drashas that aren't the smachtas are Daraisa, is a Dabra Mekubal by almost all the Rishon. But the second statement that Rashi adds is not as simple. Meaning, does it matter what the source of a Daraisa is? So we talked earlier in the year, we talked about Tosas on Beis Amud Aleph. Tosas there, and the Rambam, and the Rebbeinu Tam, and Sefer Yashar, and other Rishonim all joined the question whether Nida is an Erva. We discussed earlier in the year. Right? How come Nida isn't an Erva to be Poter Sarasa B'Yibum? Right? Or to be Oser Yibum, then say Mishanes Rosh Achas? You know, there's never going to be Yibum. That's Tosas' question on that base of an hour. So we talked there about the fact that Rebbeinu Tam is a terrific line in Sefer Yashar where he says, even though the Torah calls Nida an Erva, even though it's in the Parsha of Arayos, Lashon HaTorah L'chud, it's an Easter, but it's not an Erva. The Araya is Jesus' Kedushin, there's no Mamzer. The things that we normally associate with an Erva don't apply to Nida. And the fact that the Torah uses that language is irrelevant. What we tried to show at the same time is that the Rambam disagrees. He doesn't disagree with the facts that there's Jesus' Kedushin for Nida, that there's no Mamzer. Those are Gemaras, those are Mishnayos. He can't deny that. But the Rambam, every time he quotes an uncharacteristic erva aspect of Nida, says Abal Pi Shenida Ervahi. Why? Because the Rambam always cares about the source. Precisely because the Rambam was this, you know, incredibly, you know, focused, you know, legal thinker. Right, to him, the fact that something is Doraisa or Drabanan is only the beginning of the story. The legal hierarchy, right, the lumbus, right, the, you know, the precision of what it is important as well. And that's what Rambam says when he talks about Kesef being Midibrei Sofrim. Rambam says, and I say he repeats it in Pirshei Mishnayos and Sefer Mitzvos, all over the place, he has this triad of Kesef, Shtar, and Bein. What's he saying? Surely there is significance, if there are three methods Daraisa of Kiddushin, surely there is significance to the fact that the Torah chose to write one explicitly, right, and to learn the others, you know, one Yatzav HaHaisa, an internal Hekesh, The other, what I call an external import from the world of Dine Maminus, Kicha Kicha Misdeyafra. Are all three Daraisa for the Rambam? The answer, I think, is yes. But if they're all three Daraisa, why does the source so different? The answer is because conceptually, and we can totally understand this in Kiddush, that's why I love giving this as the example, right? The three methods of Kiddushin are emphasized totally different aspects of Ishus, right? The Kiddushin B emphasizes the Ishus aspect of it, the intimate aspect of it. That's what's explicit in the Quran. Because the end focus and purpose of the Ishus is an intimate relationship, you know, but one, obviously, which is done as a Darush HaMikdusha in the context of Kinyan, and the introduction of all the innovations at Har Sinai. But that's what's explicit Bakra. Kesef is exactly the opposite. It emphasizes the legal, the formal, the Kinyan aspect. It's an import from Dine Maminus. Sometimes you dot your I's, you cross your T's, even in a matter like Ishus, and that's important too. And Shtar is something in between, because Shtar is V'yatzav Ha'isa, it's an internal Ebenu Ezer Halacha, albeit one which also focuses on the contractual aspect. So what the Rambam's telling you is, although there are three methods, the three different ways of learning them highlights different themes. Right? Are there actually nafkamina? That's not as clear. For the Rambam, I don't think there have to be nafkamina, but there might be nafkamina, and so on. So the point is that the Rambam is always of the opinion that source, method of deriving the halacha, tells you something. It matters. There's a hierarchy. What the Rambam says is, when I use the expression of Medibrei Sofrim, what I mean is, if it's a drabanan, then the fact that I call it Medibrei Sofrim, or it's called Medibrei Sofrim, indicates a Ke'en Daraisa Drabanan. Maybe in some cases a Kiyum Daraisa, even though a Din Drabanan. Or if it's not quite that, it's certainly a Drabanan which is extending the parameters of the Daraisa, as opposed to a standalone Siag or Gzera type Drabanan. When I use Medivrei Sofrim for Daraisa, he doesn't say this, I'm adding this for what the Rambam said, I think. What I'm really saying is that the fact that it's not explicit in the Torah is still significant. And if there is a hierarchy, this halakha has things that are explicit, things that are not, we should pay attention to that, because there may be nafkamina, or at least conceptually, in terms of our precision, of our understanding, right, the system of halakha, it matters. Kesef Medibrei Sofrim is Daraisa, but you should know that it's different than Bia. When the Gemara has a suffix, whether Bia is Erusin and Nisuin Oseh, they never had such a suffix about Kesef. When the Gemara thought, you know, that Shtar alone might be Daraisa, Kesef needs Bia, and Bia needs Kesef, that's a Gemara in Kedushin, that's significant. Because it tells you, you know what, you have something in Bia that you don't have in Kesef. You have something in Kesef you don't have in Bia. Namely, one has the Kinyan aspect, the formal aspect, the other has the intimate aspect. Shtar is at least an internal Ishus Kinyan din. The hierarchy matters. And that's what I'm saying in Pirush Mishnayos, that's what he's saying elsewhere. I believe this to be the Rambam Shita throughout. What does this help us here? I think what the Rambam is saying is along the lines of the Megillas Esther. What the Rambam is saying is, listen, it's important to understand that Layibne, right, although it's a Din Daraisa, it's not Mefurish Bakra. And it's not at all a moderation of Iser Eishes Ach either. It sounds like a lav, but the fact that it's not Mefurish Bakra should tell you what the lav is. What is the lav? The lav is really a function, I'm taking off on the Megillas Esther again, of the nature of Yibum, which in turn dictates a very narrow opportunity to implement Yibum. Meaning, when you have the opportunity to do the Yibum and you turn it down, and then you decide to revisit it, especially to marry the woman, what happens? He could do Yibum and say he does Chalitza. Then he decides, you know what? I do want to marry her, I just didn't want to be Miyadeh for her. Either you change your mind, right, which itself, why are you changing your mind? If it's based on your achrayus obligation, your family obligation, you know, to your deceased the brother, right? That if that really was motivating you, you know, what changed? Moreover, let's say it isn't a change of mind. I don't want to do yibum, but I want to do kiddushin. The Rambam says the whole point is you want to do yibum, not kiddushin. The kiddushin might be tofes, but the problem, even though there's no eishes ach anymore, is that what you're lacking is kiddusha sisha shel yibum. Right? It reminds us again of the Abishol problem, right? Abishol says all of a sudden when it comes to yibum lishma, right, you have to say shem yuchud kutsha brichu. Why? Not l'shem noi, and not l'shem l'chosim, not even l'shem ishus. What's wrong with l'shem ishus? I always wanted to marry her, and my brother got there first. The answer is, if that's why you're marrying her, right, then that is an akho, that's an ishus hak problem. You should be marrying her, l'hakim l'hakim shem b'Yisrael, as a kiyum in your brother's ishus, and your debt or your responsibility to him. It's all very precarious and very easy to lose sight of what yibum as a kiyum, as a mitzvah, as a chiyuv is all about. So the Rambam is saying, don't think this is stam lo yivna. It's midibrei sofrim, meaning it's a drasha that is noveya from what yibum ideally is, which in this narrow opportunity, this narrow window of opportunity, you have neglected, and therefore cannot, should not revisit. So obviously, yisur eishasach, the lo yivna here is a lav which flows from the nature of the mitzvah of yibum itself, like the Megillas Esther says. And in that sense, it's midivrei sofrim, just like shnios is midivrei sofrim. Now what is shnios? So let's look at the Rambam, and just note that the Rambam has a pattern. The Rambam upgrades shnios several times in Yad HaChazaka. He seems that shnios, midivrei sofrim, for the Rambam is a very high drabbanah. Almost, if you want, that's like the proxy for almost. So it's a violation, almost a kiyum d'oraisa violation. I don't know if it's a kiyum d'oraisa, but it's certainly a ke'ein d'oraisa. Why do I say this? Let's look at a few Rambams quickly. Look at Perek Dalet Hilchosishus Halacha Yud Dalet for a minute. It's just very ubiquitous, and it's hard to believe that it's a coincidence that it's so ubiquitous. He keeps mentioning shnios and giving it great prominence. On the Kadesh Achas, this is line 8 or 10, on page 3 of set 9. 9, 3, 10. On the Kadesh Achas min ha-shnios, O me surei lavin, O me surei ase. V'chein yavam shekidesh tzaras yavama. Harezim mekudeshes kiddushin gemurim. Chutz mivama sheneskad shalazar shem mekudeshes misafek. So here the Rambam wants to highlight that, you know, if something is not chayve krisus, that kiddushin will be chal. One of the examples that he gives, so yisurei lav and yisurei asei, even Yavam Shekidesh Tzaras Yavama, which is our Lo Yivne, that's what it is, or Midirai Sofrim, whatever he is. Why does he mention Achas Min HaShniyos more than any other Drabbanon? Right? I think, once again, because the Rambam holds that Shniyos, Midirai Sofrim, as opposed to Midiraiyam or Drabbanon, is a very high level of Drabbanon. Oh. Let's continue. Look at Perek. One second. Look at the next page. Page. No, one second. Page 4. Page 4. Sorry, correct. No. I'm looking for Sota Narabisul. Is that the previous ones? Where is that? Is that in set? Wait. Yeah, sorry. Set 8. Look at number set 8, page 2. Look at line 30. This is Rav Milcha Sota, Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Okay, everybody with me? Now the context here is Bedikas Mei Sota. Beis Sota will be Bodek. It's a miracle, right? That Mei Sota will be Bodek, a woman who is suspected of infidelity, but only under one condition. The husband, right, himself is deserving. He himself hasn't violated Isurei Bia. Now, most Rishonim of the opinion, what does that mean? He hasn't violated Isurei Bia. D'oraisa. What if it's a violation of a Drabbanan? So the interesting thing about the Rambam is, the Rambam says, if it's a Medibrei Sofrim Drabbanan, then that's not called Minuka Mikalavon. Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Kol Isha Ba Bia Asura Miyamav, Akhah Ibnil, a person who, after he's a Gadol, was involved in Bia Asura, in a Mayim Amarim, both Kibbis Ishto, then the Mayim Amarim are not going to perform, you know, to test his wife. Tafila Ba Ala Rusasa Bebeitz Chalmiv, Shasura Bidibre Sofrim, even if it's like a Rusa, which borders on a Kiyum Daraisa, because, you know, even though it is only a violation of Rabbanan, what do I say, borders on a Kiyum Daraisa? Because the whole point is that the Minatora, the Heter of Isha Labala, really depends on Chopa. Minatora, there's no Iser Daraisa otherwise, but it's against the spirit of the added requirement of Chopa. So Rambam says that violation, even though it's technically Rabbanan, is Divrei Sofrim, and it violates the Doraisa of Menucha Mikalava. Ein amai bokenes ishto, shenema v'nika ish me'avon v'ish ayit isa asavona, bizman she'ish menucha me'avon ha'isha nosa asavona. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, Amar Abram, ha'ad delo ke'o chasam, mishmaita d'reish arusav shomer asyava. His opinion is that, before I should understand it, that something which is only Bidivrei Sofrim cannot violate Menucha Mikalavon, which is a pasuk in the Torah, within Daraisa. Okay. It's a little ironic because the Ravid is quoted in Shita Mukubetzes and Ksuvis holds actually the Asalanus Arusos is a din Daraisa. I've mentioned this in the past. That's his view in Shita Mukubetzes. It's not a view for some reason when he was writing on Yad HaChazak. Okay. Anyways. The next halacha, the Rambam, if you missed it, has another application, another Divrei Sofrim application. Lefikach, therefore, im hoisa ishto asura olav michai de'lavin. Here you could ask about the hierarchy again, right? O michai de'asei. Let's say it wasn't a kares violation, it was a lav. He violated asei. And then comes the one I'm interested in at the moment. Afilu shnia, which is only Midivrei Sofrim, Vikina Levinistra, Eina Shosa, Eletetze Belo Ksuva, Vitiyasura Alevav Mishimzeh. So what does the Rambam say? Even Shnia, which is only Drabbanan, but it's a Divrei Sofrim Drabbanan, is a Hafka of Menucha Mikol Abon. So all the Nosa Kalim are very upset about this, what's going on, why should it depend on a Drabbanan, it should only be dependent on Daraisa, etc. But there are two other Rambams, very, very similar, right, that again confirm this pattern. What are the other ones? Look at Hukas Avadim Paragim Halach Aleph. Kol Eved Ivri Harei Ha'adon Chai B'Mizonos Ishto. An Eved Ivri who comes in married, right, the Adon has to support his wife, Hanesu'alo, V'lo Arusa, V'Shomer Siyavam. Not an Arusa, not a Shomer Siyavam, only a Nesu'a, right, Li'isha. Who on condition shetia muteres lo, that this is a permissible relationship, avalevaisa meisurei lavin, which is daraisa, even though this species kedushin, afilu shnia, which is drabbanan, even though it's divrei sofrim, eino chai b'mizamaseh shenemer ishto imo isha ruia lamod imo. So how can the daraisa, right, ishto ruia, be determined by the Divrei Sofrim Shnia? And if already that's true, so say any Drabbanan, why Dafka Shnia? Why does he keep picking Shnia? Right? Next Rambam. Hilkos Nar Besula Perek Aleph Halakha Hei. Another Parallel halacha.
If he marries, if he's miyavim, she marries the yavam. The yavam has to support them. Support her.
She's the wife.
Yeah.
And she's the wife.
Yeah. He's still the chaldav, right? Nar b'sula perak al palafeh. Hoysa anusa zu asurala. He was ma'anes a woman, right? And the obligation is that he is obligated below seal alisha. Right? Either he gives her knas, but preferably he's obligated to marry her. Haisa nusa zu asurala. Let's say she is someone who he is prohibited to be married to. Afilu mechayv yaseh. Afilu shnia, once again. Harei zelo yisayana. That's a dindaraisa. In all these places, the Lacha Mishnah, the Mishnah Lamelech, they all discuss it. Some of them say, you know, the Rambam is Lashitaso, he holds Lo Sosar. I think somebody mentioned this last time. The Rambam holds that every time you violate a Dindrabanan, you violate Lo Sosar Darais. So some of them say, oh, that's what this is all about. There should be any Drabanan, any Xera, any Siag, anything. Some of them say, no, it's a din of losi el isha. You plug, it doesn't matter why. Any iser, forget about losasur. Is it a coincidence that the Rambam compares shniya to chalutza in a chosibum, right, in hilchos isurei bia? Are all these din, again, in hilchos ishus, you know, perek, Paradalit, as we discussed, is it a coincidence? Not only that, this is also part of the discussion in Sefer HaMitzvos. As you know, the Bahag counted Drabbanans in his Minyan HaMitzvos. Not any Drabbanans, but some Drabbanans. Very high level Drabbanans. Chanukah, Purim, Hallel, things of that sort. And the Rambam attacked it. Rambam said you shouldn't be counting Drabbanans. You should only count the Raisas and the Minyan Tayyam. Then the Rambam says, moreover, if already you're counting Drabbanans, and I want to be consistent, Bahag, count Drabbanans on the Lav level too. What should you count? Second. This is step 9. Oh, I hope I have it here. What do I have? Where is it?
Page 1.
Oh, page 1. Wow. Okay. Page 1. Number 31. Right? The Tema, this is the Rambam talking. Shorish Aleph. A Tema. Mipneimah manu mitzvah saseh shem midrabanan kamosha zachanu v'lamanu gam mipneim mitzvah sosa saseh shem midrabanan. If you're already counting drabanans, count saseh lads. What's the first thing that comes off his tongue or his pen, as the case may be? What's the first example? Shnios. Achas v'esrim, shnios. V'achas v'esrim, mitzvah lo saseh. Count them as 21. Wow. Okay. Well, he doesn't count one at least. Say all shnios. 21 he wants to count, which I think is also interesting. Why count 21 if you're going to count or count?
You actually figure out all 21 you want credit for.
Yeah. The question is it really 21? It seems like there's really only 20, but that's a different part. Kikamo, that's what in Mishnah Torah, that's the part. Anyway, kikamo shekol erva, the erva lo sase doraisa. This is very fascinating. Because I said there are two issues. Number one, the first thing you can think of is shnia. Right? A. Number two, count the 21 of them, not just one of them. So it's the concept of shnia. Right? No? Every one of them. Like, kimo. What's the kimo? Right? Kimo should call erva v'erva separate, so every shnia is separate? yeah. Kamosha Biro, the Amru, Shnios, according to Avos Chafa Vedalek, Medivrei Sofrim, who requires Bar the Talmud, Shemaim Mishnah, Isur Mitzvah, when the Mishnah says Isur Mitzvah, our Mishnah, Avos Chafa Vedalek, wrote to Lomar Shnios. From a man mitzvah, mitzvah shmoneh. But chachamim, chen hayolam lemanos mechlal achos chalutza shehi b'divrei sofrim. Notice he asks achos chalutza. He doesn't ask chalutza here, right? Why didn't he ask from chalutza? Would work very well according to me that it's not really drabana, even though it is b'divrei sofrim. But he's asking about the drabana b'divrei sofrim, right? The selectivity of the Baha. I'm not attacking the Baha for not counting drabanans. I'm attacking him for counting some and not counting others. Fascinating. So there's a hint here, number one, that chalutza is not drabanan, that the others are divrei sofrim. Drabanans that should be counted independently. He doesn't quote every single, he's not asking first from every single drabanan. So the Ramban answers. Look at the Ramban. Hasagas Ramban, the same part is the Shorosh Alef. Hatshuva Shlishis, right? Libi Eleha Yishis, and that's what that is. Vinegad Basa Ruach Kadim Karishis. Omar Rav Zatal, Vapliya Hagedola. Just repeating the Rambam so far, right? So the Ramban says, "V'das balalachos b'zeh lo niflei siv lo rechoka." Referring to the Pesukim in Devarim, right? Nice. Play on the psukim, lo nifrei siv lo rechoka, right? Shekol zera shekazur chachamim lasa siag latorah tilo liga b'yisur daraisa ein aba b'chesh ben azeh k'inyan shashishas b'chametz dov d'rabanan rechoki yisera ki hechad o liga b'yisur daraisa zuein mitzvah b'atzu shetei roi lehimanos havlu geder le mitzvah shel Torah v'chilek mimena. Ramban says, listen, it doesn't bother me at all because it's something as a gzera or a siag lo liga b'isur Torah like chametz b'shah shishis. It's a harchaka yisera lo liga b'isur daraisa. The Baha'i doesn't have to count that. He's counting things like Hanukkah and Megillah because they're mitzvos drabanan. You might ask him, why don't you count lavin drabanan? But these aren't lavin drabanan, they're siagim. There are chakos, tashnios, kulan, mishum, srachin, mitam, gzera, asrosan, kamoshom, b'gemar yibamos, hacha, ilav, shnios, kapoga, be'erba. The Gemara says on yibamos, chafala, from an aleph, ilav, if you're not careful about the shnios, you'll end up violating the real arayos. So what is it? Archakan asyag? The Shomamru, he gufa gzera, ana nekum, nixar gzera, gzera. Right? Amarava, atu kulala, gzera, gzera, ninu. Arishakulan gzera, nin. Avamikra, megila, viner, chanaka, vahalamea, brachas, vakal, shimanaon, bal halachos, mitzvah, vnyatman, and shinitzavenu, bambi, bezna, godol. They make shim gzera, vahachoka, misa, Torah. They're drabanans. Vino, ashnios, gabkain, lamismachol, labdalos, asur. Shayla, minin, bashmos, a Torah. Not only that, he says, in my opinion, shnios don't even qualify for los sasur, says the Ramban. Because it's not as if, right, there any, even any kiyum, any connection, any, they're not even a ke'en d'raisa. Bein chachalim b'cholim l'ichol osam b'yisut Torah, elahenu kiyotza b'hem disim b'cholim mitzvah saseh, v'shmarti mitzvah shmarti, v'dorshim b'sechah sivam, asu mishmeris v'mishmarti, v'hik shuha d'raisa hi, isn't that din daraisa? Daraisa, you pursue rabbanan, call it Torah kulanami, rabbanan, pursue me rabbanan, cross machta the alma, kamocha sam, call ashar, lalab, dulas asur, nami asmachta the alma. So what does Rabban say? Don't bother me with shios, to siagin archaka, and he quotes two gemaras in Yibamos. Right, to that effect, there are different levels of rabbanan. This is a lower level rabbanan, it's a siag, and a archaka, yisera, there's not even los asur. Mikil Sasser says, I don't know where he gets the idea that there's no los asur, there for sure should be los asur. What about the Rambam? That's what the Rambam is possible. The Rambam and the Ramban are not even speaking the same language here. The Ramban, the Rambam said, Dafka Shnios, he didn't say any Siyagim and Gezeros. The Rambam said you should count 21 of them. Not just one. Because the Rambam, all throughout Yad HaChazakah, right, as we've just seen, thinks that Shnios, Medivrei Sofrim, is a very high Drabanan. He doesn't think it's a Siyag and Gezeros. There is such a Gemara in Yavamas. The answer is there are a few Gemaras in Yavamos. The question is which of the Gemaras in Yavamos should you emphasize? And that will dictate which ones to keep, which ones not, and also how to interpret some of them. For example, look here very quickly on the Pachaf of Aleph. Again, the Mishnah, as we said, says Isur Mitzvah v'Isur Kedusha. The Mishnah says Isur Mitzvah is Shnios Midivrei Sofer. That's the Mishnah. Good. Then the Gemara begins to analyze it. Gemara says, it's a Isur Mitzvah Shnios. Isur Mitzvah Shnios. How many lines? This is in the Gemara. 11 lines down. Isur Mitzvah Shnios. The Gemara says, my korla Isur Mitzvah. Amar Abaye, Mitzvah Lishmo Dibre Chachamim. That's one of the things that they quote. That could just be, it's hard to know. That could be any Drabbanan, it could be a certain type of Drabbanan. Fine. Then the Gemara says, Yisur Kedusha, I'm one of the Kohen Gadol. I might call it Yisur Kedusha, the Sid Kedusha, Miyu Lelohe. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Machlev. He had Yisur Mitzvahs, I'm one of the Kohen Gadol, Grusha, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol. I might call it Yisur Mitzvah, the Sid Elah Mitzvahs, those are Doraisa. Right? Even though it's Tweetsus Kedusha. Yisur Kedusha, right? Shnios, we did very sofrim. Amai Karol Yisur Kedusha, he is very important. Or Rabbi Kalim Akayim Divrei Chachamim Nikra Kadosh. One possibility. Whoever fulfills Dina Chachamim is called a Kadosh. Okay. Amale Rabba V'chol Shenim Akayim Divrei Chachamim Kadosh Ru. Ilo Mikri. But Rosh and Amilo Mikri. All that's at stake in listening to Chachamim is whether you're called a Kadosh or you're not. You don't get the status Kadosh, but there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing, no Rasha. Elo Marabba Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutalach. Oh. Now, Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutalach is applied to Shnios. This could be a makar for the Rambam thinking it's something much more significant. Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutalach we find in two places, but the Ramban himself, ironically, in the famous Ramban, Kedoshim Tiyu, Alti Yindavav B'Shus HaTorah, is Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutalach. That's not a siyag. That's a Kiyam Doraisa. That's what the Rambam says. That's connected to the Ramban's view about the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos. If you violate Shvusim on Shabbos, you don't fulfill the Mitzvah Saseh. Because you're being an Aval B'Shus HaTorah, you're not in the spirit of things. Right? There are certain times where technically you don't violate a Doraisa, but the spirit of the law you've trampled all over. Kadesh Atzmecha B'Mutalach. Okay. Similarly, the Gemara has a parallel. This is where the Ramban gets his Gemara. It's from Anchav Aleph Omed Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Can't go into details." The Gemara has a whole discussion. The question is how to learn it. Here on Anchav Aleph Omed Aleph, towards the top, Amar Rava Remez L'Shnios Minat Torah Minayin. This is 9 lines down. Yeah, next to Tosli Hachiyesh is coming. Amar Rava Remez L'Shnios Minat Torah Minayin. Exactly what we're interested in. How do you know Shnios are prohibited? Shneimar Ki Es Kol HaToeibos Ha'El Asu Anshe Ha'aretz Ha'El Koshos. Called the Ikarakos. Now, if it's Kalos and Rakos, right, that's a hierarchy. But it's Toebos. It sounds like there's some. It's a diluted or moderated erva. That's what the Rambam says. Count all 21 of them, because it's not a Siag and Arkaka Arayos, right? It's the next level, the diluted, moderate erva.
Is they Koshos in the Torah?
Sorry?
Where's the expression
Koshos?
Where's Koshos come from?
No, they're saying the Toebos. Right. That's the
Ha'el and
the Ha'el. Umay Neo Shnios. Umay Mashma the Ha'el Lisha the Kasha. The Sivis Eleha Aretz Lakach, etc. Fine. Leva Pligidar, Levi, the Rablevi, Kosha Hunchen Shomidos, Yosem Hunchen Shalarayos, Shazen, Nemar Bohem El, Zemen, Nemar Bohem Ela, right? El, Kosha, Ve'ela, Kosha, Me'el, it's even more. Right, Gabe Rais Nani Haksiv Eila, Hahulamute Midos Mikares, Elamai Humayu, Hani Efsha Bechuba, Hani La Efsha Bechuba. Rabbi Yerba Haka, Izein Bechiker, Tiken Bishalim Harbe, Amar Ula Rablazar, Kodun Shiva Shlomo Isantor, Doma Lekfifa, Sheila Znai, Achava Shlomo Vasala Znai, Rabosha Rabbi Haka, Prayo Al Tavor, Satay Me Alav, Vaabor. Omravashi, Mashal Rav Yoshim, Taboshi, Alamad of Radom, Alam Shimshamer, Pardes Mishamer, Bahut, Kulam Mishamer, Sham Bifnim, Shalapan of Mishamer, Shalakar Ben Mishamer, Vodravashi Bidusahi, Hosam Shalapan of Mia Mishamer, Hoki Lab, Shneos, Poga, Beerva, Gufa. This is what Ramban is quoting. Ilab Shneos, Poga, Beerva, Gufa. But the question is even that. So, back to the fact that before we had Kalos and Koshas and Rakos. But even Poga Be'erba Gufa, does he mean, you know, literally Siag? That's how the Ramban is interpreting it. Or does he mean that there's like concentric circles of Chumras, of Eros, of Erba? And that's what he means. Rav Kano B'mehacha, Shmarti Mishim Shmarti, Asim Mishmeres L'mishmarti, etc. Then the Gemara says, "Somebody violated Yosef on the Raisa Pirshu Rabbanan. Call it Torah Nami Pirshu Rabbanan. El Bid Rabbanan across Machta Bialb." Okay. Then the Gemara goes on. Torah Rabbanan, Mayim Shnios, Eimimo, etc. I don't want to go into the whole thing, but the point is that the Mishnah on Chaf Amud Aleph, the Gemara on Chaf Amud Aleph, the Gemara here on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph has different variations what the Makar at Shnios is all about. The Ramban happens to be accentuating all the ones that make it sound like a siag, and a gzeira, and a harchaka, kapaga ber b'daraisa, and then he's saying, this is not a kasha on the bahag, right? This doesn't even have a salsa. The Rambam, the Shitaso, in Yad HaChazaka, thinks that shnios are a very high level, maybe even a violation, a kiyum daraisa violation, but if not that, a kein daraisa violation. That's why he wants to count all 21. That's why he thinks it's the Drabanan parallel of Chanukah and of Purim. Point is that when we put all this together, so what's the impression that we get? That the Rambam is telling us, it's true that the Rambam is quoting Shios Midibrei Sofer. But what the Rambam is really saying is that Lo Yivne, maybe, Lo Yivne, while it is a din, Doraisa, the fact that it's not Mefurash, Bakra, right, is reason to treat it as Dibrei Sofrim. I mean, to see it as the fact that it isn't explicit in the Torah is a reason to see it more, even though it takes the form of a lab, is to see it more of a lost opportunity in the fulfillment of the Aseh. And as such, right, it's not a Zona, even though it's Daraisa. The next halakha, Perkut Ches, halakha Hey, the Ram goes on to say, Nechon Sirabiya, Zona doesn't depend on the Raisa Drabanan, but he's just going to be saying Minat Torah in the previous halacha. He says there are Daraisa violations which are not Zona, and that's because Zona depends on the relationship. Zona depends, is this a person with whom you can have a relationship? For example, a guy, right, is somebody who you can't have a relationship with. Therefore, any right encounter with a guy makes you into a Zona. Right? There are other Maisaveras, Shavia, which are worse than Shogai, but they're not Zona. So that's what the Rambam means, I think, in Halacha Dalid as well. What he's saying is, the ones that are Minat Torah, where the Maisavera is having a relationship with this kind of a person, those are Zona. Lo Yivne is not that kind of an Iser. It's not that, oh, you can't have a relationship with this person. It's not Achos Isha. I'm sorry, it's not Eishas Achiv Midrabanan. It's not Eishas Achiv diluted. It's not Tosis, it's not even the Ramban. It's Midrabanan Sofrim in the sense that, well, it's Daraisa, it's like Megillas Esther said. It's a function of not having, you know, taken the opportunity to pursue what Yibam is in its ideal state. If that's the case, well, maybe Daraisa, the Rambam is saying, you should know, and it's a different kind of a Daraisa. This to highlight this further, we'll stop here in one more minute. There's another Rambam on the Yibum side. Again, we'll have to finish up the Yibum side next week. The Rambam says that Yibum, right, if you do Yibum with a woman, right, so the Issa to the Tzaros is a violation of an Aseh. So there's a very fascinating other Rambam, it's one another Rambam I want to leave it with, and that is as follows. Perek Aleph Hilchos Isha's Halacha Bav. Look at line 40, this is on page 2 in group, in set 9. Towards the bottom of the page, 40-42. The Rabban of Chasishas, Perek Aleph, Halach Abav, is counting different types of violations in Ishas. V'yesh nashem acheros ha'asuros mipia kabbalah, number one. V'suran midibrei sofrim. First of all, that itself is fascinating. The Rabban says that some women are asuros mipia kabbalah, right? V'suran midibrei sofrim. V'hena nekorim shnios, Aldenos Akelim jumped in. It's another example of Shnios, very high level. And they say, what do you mean? Why is it different so for men, different Kabbalah? B'pnei shein Shnios barayos v'kalechos man nikra Shnia. Once again, like it says in Sefer Mitzvot, each one is a Shnia. Meaning there's no generic Shnia. Each one is a separate Shnia. But then it says, v'esrim, as I mentioned in Mishnah Torah, 20, not 21. Noshim eim elohim, eim imo, v'zuein lehafsik, alapidu, eim imo, eim rod, Mala Surah, Aim Abi Imo Bilbad, and so on, and so on, and so on. Then he says, something is missing here. I have the commission and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, okay, that's good. That's new. Now look at Perak Aleph Halacha Ches. The Yeshi, so Biasan Ba'asei. Then he goes on, he says, after he finishes the other, he says, there's some violations of an asay. The Eino Mechaive Lavim Ushloshayim. There are three Isur asays that are relevant as well in the context of Ishas. Mitzri, Adomi, Dorishon, Vidorsheni. Echon Zacharim, Echon Nekevos. Ubulas, Ubulo Lekoin Gadol. So, okay? So it's Mitzri, Adomi, and Bulo Lekoin Gadol. Efishon, Lonemer, Be'elu, Lo Yabo, O Lo Yikach. And the Klal Shenemar, Dor Shlishi Yavo Lehem B'Kal Hashem Atalamad, Shador Rishon Shini Lo Yavo, B'Kal Shenemar, V'Hu Yishab B'Tzla Yikach, Atalamed, She'ina B'Sula Lo Yikach, V'Lava B'Kal Hashem, Rein Kase. Why is this important? All the notes of Kalim here ask, I'll read it next week, Lecha Mishnah, Mishnah Melech. There's another assay that the Rambam left out. The assay of what? Of Yibum, Tzara, Shal Yibum. Rabbi Nechos Yibum, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis says that if you are Miyabim, one of the women, then you cannot have any involvement, or none of the brothers can have involvement with the others, and he also can't have involvement with the others. And if you do, it's a violation of Yasei. Right? Yavama Yavama Aleha, Aleha, Velo Aleha, Bitzarasa. So all the notes that came on that, Lecha Mishnah asked, Tema, my Lamana, Acheres, who reveals you, Kishakines, Sivemto, Lisa Tarasa, Oachim. And he and the Mishnah Melech, the next two entries here, have a long discussion. Why do they omit this? Ah. But I think the answer is that the assay of Huvalot Tarasa, which the Rambam, as far as we know, was Mechadesh, together with the Loyibna, which he makes into a Divrei Sofrim, but his point is, they aren't Mitzvah Averas, they're not separate Labim. Unlike Mitzri, Adomi, and Be'ula L'Kohen Gadol. They're just a function of not having properly taken advantage of and abusing the institution, or trying to exploit the institution of Yibum. Even though L'Maisa, they're Mitzvah Saseh, they're not Ishus violations of Aseh. And that's what the Rambam is really trying to say. Okay, we'll finish up with the relationship between Yibum, Chalitza, and Yerushalmi, the Rambam and Rashi, and next time, and then we'll